Being general and able to do anything helps us do nothing. Be a specialist in mastering self and life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, bringing you instant inspiration. Being general and being able to do anything helps us do nothing. Be a specialist in mastering self and life. We all know the jack of all trades. We all know the handymen, people who can do a little bit of everything, and they're not professional in anything, but they can make do, like the husband or the father who does around the house the little things that have to be done. Instead of calling in a professional, he just adjusts it oftentimes, and then you buy a new one. But this is part of how life goes. We all feel that we know we can do anything, and that's good. I was talking the other day about the idea of having a talent, and that talent makes us ready to play the piano. We have a great love, not love, but talent for music, a talent for baseball, a talent for driving, a talent for cleaning the house, a talent for doing lots of things, you know. Reading books. We read voraciously out of the various books we get a hold of. We think, wow, you know, I love to read. So, does that mean we're going to go into that field? Are we going to go into the fields just because we're talented in them? What we should do is to be ourselves and have fun. I was talking this morning about the idea of a person who goes into a monastery, or a person who goes into a nunnery. They're beautiful people. They're people who have dedicated their life to being themselves and having fun. They have set aside the newspapers, the magazines, the television, the radio. They have set aside any contact with the outside world. They set aside their family, their friends, anything that they have known before they came in there, and they have taken on the task of getting to know themselves and be themselves and having fun. Now, humanity is going to say, oh, wow, hey, that's pretty heavy stuff. I don't know a monk or a nun who's ever accomplished that. Well, you never will either. You will never know the monk or the nun who accomplishes that because they are reclusive. They go into themselves. They listen to the divine within themselves. They're one-pointed, and they are specialized in what they want to accomplish. And in this specialization, they accomplish it. But you don't hear about them, because they don't write books. They don't give lectures. They don't give meditations. They just do everything within themselves. And in their lifetime, they experience being themselves and having fun. They experience all the joy, all the desire of walking their very special path. Now, there's never a time when a nun would, by accident, have a baby with one of the priests or someone, because the nun would not create herself being approached in that way. The nun would not create herself in having a desire to have sex or to have any relationship. That those are all in this world, but not of the world. There's no desire for anything of the world. Okay. You say, well, why are we here in this planet? Why are we here on this earth? We are here to remember who we are. We are divine. And when we return to the original purity and integrity of ourself, we find that there is no place for interaction with other human beings. There is no place for feeling responsible for a community or a city or anything else, and you say, well, you know, how could we live without that? Well, quite well, actually. We live quite well if we were one-pointed in being ourselves and having fun, because we would not need to have the experience of the world around us to make us feel better. We look at them and we see how badly they're doing. We would not have to pay attention to anything outside of ourselves. Now, that is in itself not only a mystery, but it is a very dedicated thing that you do to accomplish that. Now, how does that fit into this here? Being general and able to do anything helps us do nothing. And being a specialist is mastering self and life. So when we specialize in having our thoughts and our ideas all totally in order with where we're going, totally in order with what our purpose is, then we have miracles that take place. But now, you see, most of us have the big mistake. We say, I know where I'm going. I know what I want out of life. I know. I want to have happiness, and I want to have friendship, and I want to have money, and I want to have health, and I want all those things. Well, the dedicated spiritual being on the master path would say, those things are unimportant to me. I choose to live in oneness with absolute. I choose to live in oneness with wholeness, with perfection, with health, harmony, right action. I choose to live in oneness. My body is the temple of the living God. I choose to live in that awareness. And there, I am number one. I am the only one that there is. My, that is a very powerful statement to make. But you see, in making these statements, we exclude everything outside of ourselves from our world. And you say, oh boy, another school of exclusivism. No, no. We are the creator of our world. We are including in our world the infinite, the allness, the isness, which has no place for the relativeness. And so when we include the allness, the isness, and the purity, and our original integrity and purity, then everything works for us. Everything flows for us. Everything is ours. But when we go after the things, well, the statement again, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. Most people seek first the kingdom of God. They want all things, rather. Seek ye first all things, and the kingdom will be added unto you. I find it difficult to say it wrong. But they want all the things. And they go after the things. And you see, the individual, nun or monk or whatever, who is going after their spiritual reality, has everything they want. They have everything they want. They think car, and they got a car. They think house, they got a house. And they leave that house, the house doesn't exist. They come back, and they think house, and it's back there again. Whatever their thought is about it. You say, well, that is not true. I don't know of anyone who does that. Of course you don't. Because that's not where you are. That's not the path you're walking. You're walking the human path, the path that sees everything done by construction, by labor, by talent. It's, say the Great Pyramid was done by labor. Well, bless their soul. They must have been some mighty, fantastic laborers to do what they did. And why? Why were these? Well, they were slaves, and they were driven to do this. But why were they slaves, and why were they driven to it? Why did they create that? They didn't. This was created by perhaps a great consciousness who spoke its word into being, and it was done. And at the same time, this great consciousness, which was so fantastic, obviously, created in everybody's mind that this object was always there. Hmm. So when people got up in the morning and looked out there and said, what is that? Big thing there. You know, I've never seen that before. They don't say that. They just say, oh, there. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. I should learn more about it. Been here all my life and I haven't learned a thing about it. Well, yesterday it wasn't. But they learn about it, and they come to the awareness of it. And that ability to do that, the ability to create things like that, is rather fantastic. Now, could people on other dimensions of time and space, when there is no time and space, it's all right now and here, could other people have accomplished that? They have. They have. In our ken, in our awareness, people have done that. And you say, well, no, they haven't. Well, how do you know? If you think of everything you look at as always being there, my goodness, when do you realize that, like 10 minutes ago, it wasn't there? Interesting. But with everything that consciousness creates, it also creates the human logic about it, so that it's not going to be seen in misdirection and misunderstanding. It's going to be in perfect order. And this is the way we are. We're in perfect order. What is it that we want to have here? Be a specialist in mastering self and life. What sort of specialist do we want to be in mastering self and life? What sort of things do we want to master? Well, think about it. Do you want to master things and ask for one thing after another thing after another thing? Or do you want to say that you are the allness? And then you think, it'd be interesting to go to Chicago. Fuck, you're there. It'd be interesting to have a beautiful car. I wonder what the nicest car is that they build anywhere in the world. And boom, there's your great Rolls Royce or Bentley or whatever is the great car of the world, you know? Maybe it's Mercedes, maybe it's Cadillac, Lincoln or whatever. But a great car. And there it is, right there for you. You don't even have to say which car. And the nice thing about that car, which you have, it never runs out of gas. And it never runs out of oil. And it never runs out of tires. Actually, the wheels never touch the road. But it just is there. And it goes where you want it to go. And it's wonderful. But you see, you say, Herb, that's just a fancy imagination. You bet it is. Do you think that exists? You bet it does. Do you know it exists? You haven't the slightest idea. You see a beautiful car, and you see me getting out of it, and you say, well, Herb, that's a nice car you got there. Yes, thank you. You came so quietly, I hardly heard you come up. That's true. What I had done was I had just at that instant manifested it, revealed it, and enjoyed it. You see, we can do that. We can do that when we are specialized, when we are into everything. Like I have so many people who come into my world, I've been in this religion, that religion, 100 religions. Your religion sounds good. I said, that's good. It'll sound good until you hear another religion that sounds good, and then you jump over there, and you jump over there, until you sit down and apply any religion that you choose as your own. Nothing's going to happen for you. No good's going to happen to you. Well, Herb, you're not promoting your own teaching. No, I'm not promoting my own teaching. Or maybe I am. What is our teaching? Our teaching is be yourself and have fun with no limit. You don't have to belong to anything. We don't really have members of our church. The church is just a convenience. We have members of the university because they take the courses and are dedicated to it. And so they're alumnus of the university, and that's beautiful. But there's no possession of anybody. Nobody has to help support the organization. Nobody has to do anything. Just be themselves and have fun. And that's what we teach. So be a specialist in something. In perhaps mastering yourself or mastering life. But whatever you do, be yourself and have fun. Because that's what it's all about. And that's what you are all about. I love you, I love you, I love you.